There's so much which I could say that I really, it's our Daya Gauranga, you have really made my life very difficult, not easy. When, before I came to Munich, Daya Gauranga and myself talked about how can we do something in Munich which would be very interesting for the devotees. And then Daya Gauranga remembered that I'm giving retreats all over the world, and he said, why don't we make a workshop and do something like a workshop. And then I said, that's not so easy as you think. Normally people who come to my workshops, imagine, they pay like $500. It's not that it's because of that it's difficult, but it's so much arrangement. It's like I have five people who help me in the background, and we usually go out into in lonely places in the world. We usually have our japa workshop in Europe at two places. One is Radadesh, that's a castle in the midst of Belgium, and the other place is where we have been doing it since 2 years, and where we want to do it the third year. It's on an island in the Adriatic Sea. My desire would be to invite all of you to come to that island. The island is called Braj, like Vrindavan, the island of Braj. There are dolphins around the island, and it's extremely romantic. One day we go usually in a monastery, and there is a very, very old church. And the people who take care of the church always say, you are so spiritual, you should go in the church, not the bishop. And then we get the church, and we usually do something on Haridas Thakur. We tell about his life and his style of chanting, and it's very, very nice. So here, I thought if we do something the whole day, That will not be the right situation. Let's do something in the morning and in the evening. And so far, I think it was very good. But now I come to the very, very advanced practices. And let us see what Krishna inspires in my heart to do with you today. So let us please think, chant. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi dana vallabha Giri varadhani Gopi dana vallabha Giri varadhani Gopi dana vallabha Giri varadhani Yasoda na na na, braja ja na 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 na. Yasoda na na na, braja ja na 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 na. Yamuna tira vana sadi. Yamuna tira vana sadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna Ama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha De De Sirane De De Sirane
So, Hare Krishna. This morning, we were reading a few texts and discussing a little bit about the texts about the mind. In spiritual life, we need to transfer the level, or let me say, transfer the activities of the mind from the material level to the higher level of the spiritual consciousness. And we had more or less discussed and explained and also exercised a very powerful process which helps the mind to go from one function, that is a material function, to a spiritual function. See, materially the mind is constantly working in two directions, just like this Strom, wie sagt man, current. The current which I now allow to enter into the lamp, one moment, it comes in a second, comes in two functions. Wechselstrom, we say, it's a changing current. So, in much the same way, our mind works with two functions. One is to accept things, and the other is to reject things. It's sankalpa and vikalpa. It's always going on. Chum, 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 chum. And this sankalpa and vikalpa is energizing our mind just like this current energizes the bulbs in the lamp. In fact, our whole material existence is energized by these two functions of the mind, to accept material things or to reject the unpleasant things. So if you want to stop your material life, you have to stop Sankalpa and Vikalpa, which is not very easy. Now, in our discussions this morning, we quoted Srila Prabhupada that to practice bringing our mind away from the material consciousness into the spiritual conscious, we have to practice concentrating the mind's functions on sound vibration. Or as Daniel very nicely noticed this morning, if we can attach the mind to sound, then the sound itself will take the mind into another level. There are many examples. I know of one. When I was in Tibet, I heard about one Tibetan master who would have all his students meditate in the forest in a clearing. The German word for clearing is Lichtung. So there were about 20 monks being extremely silent and trying to get a breakthrough through meditation. Now this Tibetan master, I would say he's like an avaduta, had taken a gun with him. And when they were all very peaceful, he fired his gun. And the mind of some of... It's not our process, don't worry, we won't do this to you. Not even in a japa retreat we will do this. But the mind was so much captured by the sound. And then the idea was, it was brought out of its normal Kreisbahn, how do we say, circuit. It was catapulted out, and for some of them, they didn't return back to the normal state, and they were enlightened. I don't know how this worked, but that's what I heard in Tibet from some monks, that there was one of our enlightened people, he did this. I think they have a little idea. This monk must have, or this enlightened master must have had a little idea of mantra, the power of mantra. I don't think you can become enlightened by hearing a gunshot. You just can be so shocked that you're out of your mind for some time. And that may be a little bit relieving, and maybe some have some thought of Buddhistic nirvana, emptiness in their mind. I mean, but for Vaishnavas, I want to just give this example that sound is very powerful to grab your mind. Now, if it's the name of God, a spiritual sound vibration, it can grab your mind and bring it on another level, which is God-conscious level, not just some void or some emptiness, but it is a little higher than that, or quite higher than this. So this was the subject matter of this morning's reflections. Now, I want to go a little bit deeper into the subject of controlling our mind. I want to bring you to a process which is, I'm sorry, I do hope it's here, it's here, 50, 49, here, now I found it. I want to take you to a little process which you will, first of all, you will be extremely surprised. Posture has a lot to do with mental states. The way you sit is very important if you want to control your mind. Therefore, Prabhupada would always say, sit properly. I saw in Amsterdam how my brother was sitting like this before Prabhupada. And Prabhupada interrupted his lecture. He took up his knees like I'm doing and said, "Don't sit like this." My brother was going like, "Oh." I asked myself, why was Prabhupada interrupting his lecture? Is it so important how to sit, or, you know? And later I learned, yes, that posture or the way you sit influences your mental states. There was this one sadhu who received many people and solved their problems. So one day, a person came like this and lamented, "Oh, my wife, and oh, she doesn't know how to cook halava, and I'm suffering so much, and oh, and my sons, and the economic crisis, and oh, the bad weather," and he just lamented and lamented and lamented. So instead of giving an answer, the sadhu also began to sit like this. And after 2 minutes, he shouted, "It works! I also feel depressed." Really, mental states have a lot to do of how you sit or how you carry yourself through life. You can see usually people who are enthusiastic, they will have a posture like this, they will go straight, and the mental people, die hängen so durch. Ja, das hast du sehr gut übersetzt, Anke. Also wirklich, du bist sehr geeignet als Übersetzerin. Ja, besser als in Englisch. Die hängen so durch. How to translate Anke's very, very precise. They are just, you know, just bent over, or, you know, a little bit like this. Now, the teachings of yoga teach us that if you bring your body in the right posture, the mind will follow. It's not that the mind only influences the body, that's it. The body also influences the mind. It works in two ways, in other words. It's a two-way street. Huh? So therefore, sitting properly is highly important when you want to chant with full concentration. And I would like to give you a little tip how you can sit for hours like this and will feel a stream of physical energies which will support your mental concentration. The tip is really, the secret really is this little thing. What it means is you have to put your sacred behind a little higher than the knees, and the knees go a little bit down, and then you can sit in your lower back. It's called the lower back. You can sit straight. Whereas if you sit on the same level, the tendency is that the lower back will just whoop, go out, and then you have the situation, or in Anke's word, dann hast du den Salat. Anke is extremely good in Umgangsdeutsch. So this is the thing. I think Krishna Chaitanya does this automatically. See, he has raised his sitting place a little bit, and then you can very easily sit for long hours like this, and you will have your mind will be very positive, it will be very easy. Today I don't want to talk much on this because it's not a yoga class, but this really helps you to sit properly. It really helps. It will also help you that in old age you don't have back pain. Because if you sit like this, you will have Bandscheiben Schaden. What is that? You know, after some time, it's extremely unhealthy. Ligaments, how do we say Bandscheiben? Weiß jemand von euch? Die guten englischsprachigen Gentlemen, was ist Bandscheiben? You will have all kinds of back problems. One is your sciatic nerve will go crazy when you are old. I mean, I had to learn the hard way. I had severe back pain. And since I'm sitting like this, I have almost no back pain. When I have something, then I have to know that I have to stretch a few muscles and then it's all right. So anyways, I don't want to really go too much into this because you will be easily bored if you go like this. I want to now go into another area of concentrating the mind. We have now two ways. The most important way was what? Sound vibration, right? And a little side effect is posture. But I would like to now bring your attention to a process which is called Trataka. Trataka is a traditional yoga practice meant to increase the concentration of your mind. Yogis often apply this process, which has to do with focusing the gaze or focusing the vision by either looking into a candle for an extended time period or just looking on a big dot on a white piece of paper fixed before their eyes. We as devotees usually don't do this. We don't look into the candle, but we look at the deities of the Lord or images of Lord of the Panchatattva images. Now what happens when you look, fix your gaze, I'm sorry, this is a little esoteric. Now fasten your seat belts, but it's necessary for you. You will look, when you practice Trataka the right way, you will look like this, like I'm looking now. And you will fix your gaze on what is called the Trikuti. Trikuti is right here, the third eye. Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, and that in this way the transcendentalist who aims at liberation becomes free from desire, fear, and anger. You know, by looking like this, focusing your gaze here, you will see how your mind calms itself and becomes free of these very disturbing things like desire, anger, and so on. It's an old yoga practice. I would, if I would be you, I would not really go so deep into it. My recommendation is that while you chant, you fix your gaze at the deities and just look at the deities and you will see how your mind becomes peaceful and enriched in Krishna consciousness. You can take, in other words, the yogic practices and apply them to bhakti yoga, to Krishna consciousness, and have an experience. Now, another thing you could do, and I would like Krishna Chaitanya to help me, is you can focus your gaze on the mantra. And maybe, Krishna Chaitanya, you could just place the mantra here, because I would like to make a little exercise with you. Yes, that mantra. We need two cushions because we don't want to place. Dana Kelly, sind da noch Kissen, die nicht im Gebrauch sind? Nein. Yeah, just there. I don't. Yeah. Where is yeah, like that. Genau, Krishna Chaitanya. Und vielleicht nimmst du die Trommel und lehnst sie. Ja, so zum Beispiel. Sehr gut. Du bist sehr geeignet. Ja. So. In our tradition, there was one friend of Gorkeshwar Das Babaji who would regularly worship the letters of the holy name, and he would sit before the letters of the holy name and would just while chanting he would follow the holy name. This was the recommendation of Gorkeshwar Das Babaji. Gorkeshwar Das Babaji, you know who that is? Spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He used to advise his disciples, chant the Maha Mantra while looking at the letters of the holy name. After some time, you will see how Radha and Krishna will come out of the letters into your vision. Remember, we are dealing with something which is highly spiritual, where the sound and the visionary impression is all on an absolute platform and the form of the of Krishna. So, what we can do is, we can now apply this old ancient technique, which is spread very much all over the Gaudiya tradition in our practice. I request you to now make a little exercise with me. Please, first of all, sit properly. I want to recommend you free also your shoulders by just doing this. And bring your head like this. And the idea is one line, huh? The idea is to bring the shoulders back, because all the tension which you experience in your life accumulates in the shoulders if you are men. Men, no. It's a little in the shoulders in men. Women especially have it in the shoulders, and the men have it in the thighs. Tension. So, now I request you to look at the written letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prahlad Nrisimha, you can see from there? Yeah? Good. And as you chant, you just follow with your eyes the letters of the Hare Krishna Mantra. I want to do it one time for you. I'm now starting to chant. Hare Krishna. I'm looking at Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'm looking at the Hare Krishna on the right side now. Then Krishna Krishna. I'm going to the left side. And I'm then Hare Hare going to the right side. I follow with my eyes the written letters of the Hare Krishna mantra, much like I would read. Yes, Dayaguranga. Yes. Oh yeah, on top of the drum maybe. The drum in the middle, I said. Now it looks like in Hippyland, and we have one mathematician amongst us, so it should look correct. So while you chant, this is the idea, you fix your gaze on the Maha Mantra, and you read the Maha Mantra while you chant. Is that clear?
Yes.
So we will do this, and you will see an amazing thing happening in your mind. It's like I would say spiritual biophysics, which you will see. I also want to do it. Let me find. Because if I don't do it, yeah, it's here. I have my small one. My dear devotees, this is not something new. Prabhupada developed this mantra cards, huh? And everyone in our tradition is knowing about this. This is an insider tip. Have you heard about Prabhupada's god brother, Krishna Das Babaji? He would just go all over India, and he would, with whatever donation he got, print the Hare Krishna mantra and post it everywhere. He would sometimes chant the whole night the mantra, and he would just have a mridanga and a little bag on his shoulder, and he just served the holy name so much. When he left his body, the doctor came, and you can imagine, he had left the body, but his heart was still banging. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the sound of the Hare Krishna. He was so much into the mantra that he was a very, very exalted soul. He was a Babaji, that is a renounced monk who would just travel, and wherever he would appear, he would speak about the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he would distribute these mantra signs. So I request you now to focus a little bit. You know, you had a long day. Your mind is all moving. But now we want to just fix it and concentrate it. And please, I'm actually very happy by Dayal Gauranga's thing. Now where it's higher, you will look like this. I have to also. So please, it looks a little awkward, but if I don't do it, it's not so good. I have to also do this. So you look and you read now the Hare Krishna mantra. Mataji, I think for this exercise, you can just drop your service for just 2 minutes, and because I really wish that you also get the experience. It's important for you, because when the mind is concentrated and is fixed, it's something totally different. You are actually leaving the material consciousness and entering another level. So I will do it once for you alone. And then we will do it all together in one voice, please. And whenever you become tired with your mind or with your eyes, just don't become nervous or agitated with your mind. Just gently heißt sehr, sehr, wie sagt man das? Gently. Ja, sanft ist das Wort. Dann bring den Geist sanft zurück. Nicht so mit so einem Krach, sondern sanft. Und einfach nur Sound. You will concentrate on sound and you will concentrate your vision on the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. So I will do it one time alone and then all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. I'm now looking at Hare Hare, by the way. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I'm looking at Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Continue.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Please look at every single name. In fact, you can look at every single syllable.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more minute.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. So, this is called the Trikuti, the Traktak meditation, a very, very widespread practice to help concentrate the mind. And please remember always that the idea of mantra meditation is to bring the mind from one level of consciousness, that is the material level of consciousness, to the spiritual level of consciousness. That's the whole idea and the whole endeavor and the whole process, really. Now, when you bring the mind up there, it is by concentration and concentration alone that the mind stays on that level. When the concentration breaks, again, the mind comes on the material platform. There is in the Shastras, there's a very interesting description about concentration, which I hope I can find for you. It's in a new book which is here in manuscript form. It must be in some other part of the book than what I have opened now. But it says someone who can concentrate his mind for a few seconds, that is one level. One who can concentrate it for and then it goes up and up. And if you can concentrate your mind for 24 minutes, that's a danda, a measurement of time which is there in the Vedas, then this is samadhi. Samadhi means absorption. You are absorbed. You have brought the mind away from material life, and your material life has stopped. You are in samadhi. You have contacted the divine. So... the next level which you might like to try is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and visualize the mantra as you chant. That is, to open your internal vision. But I'm a little sorry, this I can't teach now because it takes a little longer than we have time today. You have to come to the Japa retreat where we will open your internal vision with a few very powerful and ancient exercises so that you can actually absorb your mind on the transcendental level. This is something I really feel it's not good. Now, I want to bring you to a level where you can hear. Remember, Prabhupada used to say that when you chant, you should only, what is it? You should move your tongue and you should hear the vibration. I would like to train you now to hear. See, most of the people have a problem of disconnectedness. They see, but they don't recognize. They hear, but they don't listen. They eat, but they don't taste. They chant, but they don't hear the sound. It's a terrible problem of the modern man who is just so much under stress that he is so disconnected from the experience, the full experience of life. It's really a problem. And the problem becomes aggravated because if he repeats something again and again, then he is just automatically there and he is not really participating. He's not awake. He's not really living, the modern man. He's just going through the routine, the habits of his life. He does not live, he does not love, he does not taste, he feels no devotion, he has no connection to himself and no connection to God. It's really an isolated life. Sad, how sad. I have seen devotees in the Mangal Arati who were dancing, but they were fast asleep. Even one Swami, but I don't tell his name. He was in the Mangal Arati, Sang Saradava Nadalida Loka, and he was sleeping. Then I made one time an experiment. I made, whoo! The Swami woke up and fell down because he was actually sleeping and his muscles relaxed and he was on the floor. I said, sorry, Maharaj, I died. But I will never forget you for the rest of my life. Hare Krishna. Yes, habits are so strong. Mind was not there. Mind not there. This happens, by the way, in 35% of the lectures which I give. Devotees are not there. They think, I have heard this already. It's our philosophy. Then I sometimes say something wrong, and then I look at them, what was that? Then I just continue. Nothing happened. Then I again say something wrong. Then I ask, was that right or was that wrong? But you're a Swami, you always say everything right. No, no. Listen again. I will say again something. Then I again say something wrong. And then they go like, wrong! And I say, thank you very much. You have started to listen. Automatic pilot. And the modern life makes you like this. They just flush you with always this virtual information, computers, movies. Huh? brainwash you, and then at the end you go, you don't live any longer. The reason why you are walking on the street is because you have not died in your bed that morning. Hare Krishna, I know I'm a little bit uncomfortable this evening, but so we want you to hear, and I want to make one experiment. Oh, I'm actually not so prepared here. Can you do me a favor? Can you just, I won't surprise you with something very, very bad. Can you just please close your eyes and sit for a moment like this? I won't take a gun and shoot the gun, don't worry. I just want you to focus a little bit on the sounds in the room. What do you hear in the room?
Krishna in the form of time.
Loudspeaker.
The watch.
Let us all try to hear the watch. We hear it. Most probably you never heard it. Now, listen very carefully. A very unusual sound will come. A very gentle sound. We'll give you now another sound. Another sound. Another sound. I have no more sounds. You can open your eyes. The idea of this exercise was extremely simple. We wanted to hear and then recognize sound. Now I request you to do this with a very spiritual thing, that is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I will first chant for you, and your task will be to just hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just listen, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Listen very intently. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Experience sound. Experience it, how it feels. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more minute.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Experience sound.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very, very much. So we have now tried something, but now it will be a little bit more difficult. We will move into the area of your normal practice, where we chant usually with many together. Often that can be, let me say, a little diverting, especially if someone goes next to you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or in Bavaria, one devotee, all of a sudden, I don't want to make it, but all of a sudden we were chanting, and all of a sudden he screamed, Hare Krishna! So it can be a diversion, and you can actually stop listening. So there is a little technique which I just want you to experience for a moment. Don't do it all the time. Please take your left hand and just bring your open hand like this in the direction of the mouth. I call it the mobile telephone chanting. And just chant in your own way now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See how loud it is? Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. You have to experiment a little until it's very loud. Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Thank you very much. But it's not yet so clear. You have to, please look at my ear. I'm taking it a little bit, bending it forward. And now hold the hand like this. And you will be surprised. It's so loud. It's not, Munit, you do it too much. Just a little bit, like 90 degree maximum. And then you bring that handballen, the thing where as if you're mobile phone people, you know this. You're holding, it has to be a little distant. Raghavananda. Yes, now. Yes. Now please speak into this and see what happens. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Just experiment with the position a little. It should be very loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. And now do without this, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. How was it? It's a little louder. And it helps us to experience our sound and be connected. However, I don't recommend you that you do this all the time. Also, it looks a little crazy, you know. I mean, imagine the TV would be here this evening. Maybe they would like it. Oh, a new yoga form. This is just to help you to become connected. You know, if you, many devotees, we have to say, they chant and they are not connected. Now imagine you would do for 2 hours a day something with which you are not connected. What do you think would happen? A mild case of schizophrenia would develop. You would, in other words, culture something, let us say, a culture of unconcentratedness, and that would come into the rest of your life. So if you don't concentrate while you chant, and you do this 2 hours a day, you might be spaced out for, in general, in your life. Spaced out means not connected. I'm not saying that unconcentrated chanting is dangerous and should not be done. I'm saying, please concentrate when you chant. That's the message. So, now I want to conclude with a point which you all will like. This is a little hard work, and I must admit it's a little mechanical. It's not my style so much, but I feel it's important to say it, because we have to address different levels of chanters. Now, the best way, Sisigonitai Kijai, the best way to concentrate your mind is really to bring yourself in the right frame of mind, or we could say the right mood, or we could translate it into German, die richtige innere Haltung, nicht? Die innere Haltung. This is more important than all these mechanical techniques. The right mood in which we chant is obviously a devotional mood, a mood which is filled with devotion, a mood where you turn towards the Lord with a feeling of sambandha. Sambandha means inner connection, inner connectedness. It is, you know, we know this when we talk to a person who is dear and close to us, near and dear to us, we talk differently than if we talk to a person who is a stranger to us. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, how should he chant? And Prabhupada said, you should chant as if you're talking to, like you're talking to me. It's a personal relationship, a personal address. You know, when Giriraj Maharaj talks to his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he will How will he talk? He will talk with a feeling of affection. He will talk with a feeling of connectedness. He will most properly talk with a feeling of gratitude and even love. So when you chant, you should connect with Krishna. You should know, I'm addressing Krishna who listens to me. I want to express this in a little formula. You should address the name through the name. Or let me express it even more simple. You should address the Lord of the name through the name. Господи имя, so I can understand most of what you say, Daya Goranga, because I yes, nam Srpski, I know a little the Serbian language, yes. So this is, once Indra was asked, I think I have said this already, but once Indra was asked, how do you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? You know, Indra chants 6 hours a day, just singing. How do you do this? And he says, it's very simple. I feel I'm separated from Krishna, and by chanting, I want to overcome this separation. So you make a connection through sound. But you need to do it in the right mood. Srila Prabhupada said that the chanting should have some urgency. He compared it to the genuine cry of the child for the mother. You know, when you have this urgency, that Krishna, we have something to do with each other, but I feel without you I will not be happy, but at the moment I'm so much surrounded by unfavorable circumstances and by diversions heißt Ablenkungen, that I just can't give you the attention which I want to give you. Please help me, you know, then there is some connection. I have learned a lot about connections through sound in Switzerland. I had been talking to a mother. The mother had put her little baby in that guest reception room. Who of you has been to the Zurich temple? Yes. You know, downstairs when you come in, you go left and there's like a sofa. So I was up the stairs, which are inside the hall, and in the Swami room, which has this thick Zurich doors. It's like with iron. I think it is made that if the Russians come with machine guns, they will not be able to go through the door. It's really a super Swiss door. So I was talking to this young woman whose baby was in that guest reception room, and he was sleeping, the baby, and the door was closed and my door was closed. There was no baby telephone or you know. I was talking. All of a sudden the young lady looked absolutely frightened. She jumped up, and I thought, what have I said? This was totally normal what I said. She ran out of the door, bang, the door closed. Then I went after her, you know, to look. Maybe she was killing herself by throwing herself down into the hall, you know. And I saw, she was coming down the stairs. She was opening the door at the other door, and I thought, I don't understand women. It's good that I'm a sannyasi, and I closed my door. 5 minutes later, she came in with her little boy, And I said, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? I'm very sorry, but I'm not aware that I said something which upset you. And she said, no, Maharaj, you said very nice things, but I just hurt my baby. I thought, well, how did you hear it? Did it scream? No, it just went like, it woke up and my baby is very peaceful. It went like, mama. And I heard it. I said, you mean you heard it through two big Swiss doors which were built against the Russian attacks? You know, 30 years ago, when all of Europe thought people like Dayagaranga are dangerous. So she said, no, yeah, I heard it. You know, we are connected with the heart, my baby and me, and I just hear it. I don't know why and how, but it's made by the Creator like this. And then I learned, you know, Krishna has made it like this, that if you chant his name, but you have to chant with some urgency, he will hear you. Through the layers of the material universe, it will just pierce through this and reach the heart of the Lord and move the heart of the Lord with waves of mercy, of kripa. When you chant with urgency, that sound will come in the heart of Krishna, which is like a still lake, ein stiller See. You know, Krishna's heart is like an unmoved lake, really. But the chanting of his devotees will make waves in this lake of the Lord's heart, and the heart will overflow, and you will all of a sudden feel, whoops, I'm getting some mercy here. I think every one of us who has chanted like this, not absent-minded but present-minded, has all of a sudden wondered, why do I feel such sweetness all of a sudden? You know why? Because your chanting has moved the lake of the heart of Krishna, and the waves which were created, the waves of mercy have come to you, and you feel electrified when you feel, it's called the Kripa Shakti, the mercy energy of the Lord, which becomes invoked once you chant with a proper mood, the mood of urgency, the mood of sincerely trying to look for shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Here's a very, very nice prayer which can put you into the right mood. It's Ayinanda Tanuyakin Karam Patitang Mam Vishame Bhavam Budo Kripaya Tavapada Pankaja Stita Dhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. I want to read this to you in the translation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur made a song out of this prayer where he fluffs out the meanings of this invocation. You know, fluffs out, what does fluff out mean? It means when you have cotton, also Watte, and then you just spread it. That means you fluff it out. So in this, what you will hear now will be an extended version of this powerful invocation. Here it is for you. I have fallen into the ocean of material existence as a result of my own selfish activities, which are without beginning. And I really see no means of deliverance from this great ocean of nations. Day and night my heart burns from the poison of these worldly activities. And on account of this, my mind never finds any satisfaction or happiness. Then he talks about his desires. There are millions and thousands of desires which are like ropes around my neck and which pull me in directions which I don't want to go. Then he says, there are two robbers on my path. Mental speculation and material activities. I'm cheated. I'm misled. I'm swimming in an ocean of misery. At this time, my dear Krishna, you are my only friend and you are the ocean of mercy and compassion. I have no strength to get out of this ocean of ignorance on my own. So I pray to your lotus feet that you will be kind and by your strength uplift me from this ocean of suffering. Please accept me.
Please accept me.
I am your fallen servant.
I am your fallen servant.
Bring me back to your lotus feet.
Bring me back to your lotus feet.
Kindly give me shelter.
Kindly give me shelter.
O most merciful Lord.
I am
your eternal servant.
I am your eternal servant.
But I have forgotten this. And now I am bound by Maya illusion. I often, when I was in Germany, I was, I'm now in Germany, by the way, but when I was with my spiritual master, it was for 2 weeks, I was at his door, sitting at his door, and my service was to tell everyone who was to be not so loud, because Prabhupada was translating and sometimes he was resting. And I sometimes had the opportunity to listen, Sluche, yes, to listen to what was going on in his room. And very often he would sing. He would pump the harmonium and then he would sing, Anadi karma phale, O Krishna, I have fallen in this ocean of birth and death. I'm drowning. I don't see how I will get out of this. And he was connecting with Krishna. So when you chant, you should do that in the same way. You should be connected with Krishna in a devotional mood. You know, the best tip for concentration is an inner mood. When you are in a mood, when you like doing it. I remember when I was in school, I was so absolutely bored with the school, especially the mathematics teachings. We have with us a very wonderful mathematician devotee, and I totally admire someone who can concentrate on mathematics, because I just couldn't do it. And I was always so absent-minded, and the teacher saw this, and he thought, whatever I say, it goes here in, and it goes out. And I said, yes, because I have no interest in this. And he said, but how can I make you interested? Then he brought money out. And he said, okay, here are 5 marks. It was in my when I was small, like, what is your good age? Oh, you are already a big boy, but I was really small, you know, 7 years of, maybe 8 years. And he said, okay, do you know what is money? And I said, yes. Do you like money? I said, I don't like money, but I like the things I can buy with money. okay, so listen here now. This is 5 marks. and here are 2 marks. How much is this together? Have no idea, I said. Well, this is mathematics to find out what this is. My teacher was very kind to me, and then I learned 5 plus 2 is 9. Shalom say, I'm joking. I know 5 plus 2. This much I know is what was it? 7. 7. Yeah. So you know, when you chant, you have to get deep in your heart where your full attention is for the things which concern you, which are important for you. And my dear devotees, you need Krishna. We need Krishna. It's our biggest, Prabhupada calls it, it's a Govinda necessity. You know, it's a necessity. It's a great necessity. Govinda virahename. Prabhupada has taken this from the Sikshastakam. I'm so much separated from you, Krishna. It's embarrassing. And now I want to connect with you. So once you chant in this mood, my dear devotees, your concentration will be there, just like a child who does mathematics with German marks. I became interested with it because I like to spend. I mean, the German marks. I would buy candies and you know, for the, I don't know what I bought at that time. So you need to arise your attention to Krishna. Then the mantra begins. I'm very sorry for my example. This example sounds so materialistic. I know, but please, I just want to talk about a principle. Huh? You have to find something in the core of your heart which helps you to relate to this. This is the best tip on concentration. Devotion, my dear devotees. Devotion for Krishna. Prayer to Krishna. Prayerful mood. Seeking his shelter. Or gratitude. Bring something in your heart which enlivens your tired heart to the world of feelings. More about this tomorrow, when we will speak about awakening our spiritual heart. That's a wonderful subject which we will discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, right? Yes, Friday morning. We will discuss it tomorrow in the morning, and also, because I know some of you have to go to work, in the evening. It is Krishna. So we have ended this session. I would be very happy to see if you have any questions to what you have heard, and also questions to what you have not heard. I mean, not heard in the sense you might have questions on another subject. If you just allow me, I 55, 56, 57, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, please, anyone? Lalita Madhava, please.
In Deutsch oder in Englisch?
Was ist dir lieber? Good. Mm-hmm.
In the lectures or no, in the exercises, we always chant the Mahamantra very slowly.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yeah, Mr. Bus, ne? What?
There is a conference call.
Conference call. Okay. Good. Hari Bol. Danke, dass ihr gekommen seid. Hari Bol. Yes.
The Mahamantra is we chant very slowly. And I have a slow mind, so that feels very good to me. And it's not, for me, it's not easy to get the same concentration when I repeat the Maha Mantra quickly. So it's easier for me to chant with affection when I chant
slowly. Yes.
So you have a suggestion about this?
I think on one certain level, if we look at this on one certain level, it makes a lot of sense. You know, when you go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, but I can't even do it so fast. Let me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. It's like a gunfire of sound, really. So then when you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's easier to bring, if we look on that level of sound, it's much easier to bring affection or connectedness or meditation or andacht into the holy name, isn't it? It's almost as natural, you know, you can't shout, I love you! It doesn't, oops. This is not how you say it when, you know, it just doesn't work like that, you know. I don't even want to do it again, you know. It just, you need a certain sound vibration for I love you, you know, something like this, Krishna. So you are right, but let us now look at it from another perspective, and we might see, if we look through this, another picture. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us an ideal count of chanting. He says, in one danda, that's 24 minutes, we should complete 4 rounds, ideally. That means
6 minutes.
6 minutes? Munit, you are a mathematician? This much everyone. I'm so useless when it comes to this. You will laugh. Six times 4 is 24? I can't believe. I think it's 7. No?
7 is 28.
Is he correct or not? So 6 minutes like this, sometimes a little longer, you can go between 6 and 7. That's an ideal count. Because you must know, Lalit Madhava, in ancient times, people would chant 64 rounds minimum. I'm just reading a book about a devotee, a Baba, who told especially his Western disciples he wouldn't initiate them until they completed 3 times 64 rounds a day, because he said, you Westerners have such unfortunate sanskaras, imprints of in your mind, that you have to chant a lot. I mean, try to do that. It's really, really a lot. And you can only do it if you do it a little fast, you know. Now this, I'm just saying, this is the tradition. These are not the modern gurus, but the ancient gurus, you know, who follow a tradition. Now, you can do that if you do fast things. Now, fast chanting. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to have affection when you chant fast? And I would like to say that when you are a little bit more trained in the chanting, it is possible. If you are a little bit new to the chanting, then with fast chanting, it doesn't work. But when you are a little bit more trained, then you can do something which, now listen to this, chant with the mind, fully alert. And the mind is extremely fast. The mind doesn't have this constriction which we have on the physical platform. The mind can think a loving thought very fast, whereas the tongue to speak needs to be very slow. The body slows everything down so much, Lalita Madhava. And the bodily platform, or when we work on the material bodily platform, it's verdichtet, slowed down spirit, you know. So as you become more spiritual, you come more into the atmosphere of the lightness and the unverdichtete thing, and you can really go fast. Like Haridas Thakur, he would chant a lot of his rounds in the mind. I mean, this is only possible to chant in the mind if the mantra is really already working in you, like anything. At that time, it's not that you chant the mantra, but the mantra chants you. That's an entirely different experience. And it just moves through you. Like electricity. You know, should I give you an example? I think better not, you know. If I would grab into the electrical faucet, it's got the Steckdose and the current will go through me. It's not that I have to do my little bioelectric thing, you know, we all have a little current. I think, no, then stronger current moves through you. And this is obviously a level of more advanced states of chanting. There is this song where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "What have you done with me, the holy name? You are ruling me. You are moving me. You are moving my tongue. It's not that I'm moving the tongue any longer. This is called the transcendental energy of bhakti." Through the holy name just goes into you, and that's called ecstasy. Now, up till then, I would suggest to you to do two things. Do your japa and try, without compromising the quality, come to move your tongue a little bit faster. And then do kirtan or bhajan at your home with Priyanka, and sing and do your music, which you have done so nicely. Vivas Bhadan Mohan. I'm really in love with you, you know. Lalita Madhava has enriched the devotional world with a very devotional English love song for Krishna. It's really like a love song. I think that's the idea, isn't it? Yeah, really. So wie fast ein bisschen schnulzig, aber schon sehr schön, ne? Die schöne Schnulze. So singing is, you can express a lot of the feeling in singing. And once you are on the level of devotional feeling, you can also go fast. But I admit, I also, when I saw the Hare Krishna devotees chanting, I thought, I can never do this. How do they do this? Sometimes in kirtans, devotees do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. I cannot do it. I can't do it so fast. You know, in some kirtans, we go like, oops. I just can't do it. It's too slow. I'm also a slow person. But with the japa, I have trained myself to complete around in 6 to 7 minutes. It's possible, and you just have to be concentrated. And for you, I would say, imagine you enter a flow. You know, it carries you. You're not carrying it. You're entering a Bach, a stream of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I believe this fast chanting challenges our mind to leave its patterns. Like you say, I'm a slow thinker. I have seen you, but you are a very correct thinker. No, I mean, it's not in any way bad. There are some people who think too fast and incorrect, but you think a little, maybe a little slow, but correct. That's all right, you know. I think it requires a little training, and I think your mind is a little challenged by this, because you like, as you say, you are more slow in this. Slow thing. Why not challenge the mind and try it? I think it's good to challenge ourselves. That's what I say. But at the end, if you should always remain a slow chanter, remain like this. If that's the way you can concentrate on Krishna. You know, we all have our handwriting, and we should not, there's no need to change it. Really. What helped me to come to the time, Lalit Marava, is just a practice where I had a clock next to me, and I just monitored my rounds. And sometimes I thought I was finished in 3 minutes. Then I understood my hand was too fast. That sometimes happens to you also. My God, am I fast? And then you are not chanting 108 times the Hare Krishna mantra per round. You have chanted 64 rounds, so 64 times the Hare Krishna mantra. And it takes a little training, but you may ask, but why should I be so fast? I mean, love shouldn't be fast, isn't it? It should be the way it comes. It has to do with the uninterrupted flow of sound vibration, Lalit Madhava. That's the only way I have heard it. Because when you chant slowly, Hare, and your mind goes, or relishes, ooh. What a feeling. Krishna. Wow, the feeling. It's a little bit self-centered. Maybe. We want to purify the mind by the holy name, and after some time we want to connect with Krishna. That's all I can say. Good. Anyone else? Yeah. Sie können durchaus in Deutsch sprechen.
Die lassen oft nachts von 22 Uhr bis 6 Uhr in der Früh lasse ich CDs abspielen. Ja.
Ja.
Mit Hare Krishna, mit Mahamantra, die ganzen Sachen. Und ich fühle mich in der Früh ganz fit immer da. Kann man das regelmäßig machen, oder?
Ja, das.
Der läuft die ganze Nacht mit so einer Zeitschaltuhr.
Schlafen Sie denn dabei?
Doch, ich kann schlafen, ja.
Du, also richtig entspannt?
Ich lese das noch in der Wagner-Winter, dann schlafe ich ein und dann läuft es weiter mit der Zeitschaltuhr, gell? Das ist
nicht
auf
volle
Pulle, das ist halt so.
Ja.
Angenehmer.
Background, ja.
Es geht ein bisschen in der Flügelwahl auf um 6
Uhr. Yes.
Ich kann dann ganz fleißig kämpfen in der Flügelwahl.
Ich weiß, dass das viele machen. Es gibt auch dieses, man nennt das sublimale Lernen. Da so Lernprogramme, so Sprachprogramme, Englisch und so wird so gelernt, weil das ins Unterbewusste eingeht. Wir hören ja nicht mit dem Bewusstsein. Ich habe davon viel gehört. Also man müsste sehen, sind sie bei diesen Sachen, ob sie auch dann ausgeschlafen sind. Denn es ist ja wichtig, dass der Körper seine Ruhe kriegt. Und wenn das funktioniert, dann ist das sicherlich eine gute Sache. Also bei mir wird's nicht, ich bin zu sensibel. Also wir müssen sehen, ob, ich meine, diese volle Ruhe ist ganz, ganz wichtig. Wenn wir schlafen und wir Da gibt es verschiedene Stufen des Schlafens. Und dieser Tiefschlaf, das ist die tiefste Weise, ist total wichtig für den menschlichen Organismus und ist übrigens auch eine unbewusste spirituelle Erfahrung. Was nämlich kennen wir das, wenn wir tief geschlafen haben, wir fühlen uns so frisch und wir fühlen uns so frei und es gibt kein Problem mehr bei uns. Wir haben zwar noch immer die gleichen Schulden, aber wir sind überhaupt nicht davon betroffen. Wissen Sie, woran dieses Phänomen liegt? Es liegt daran, weil die Seele im Tiefschlaf zur Überseele kommt und in die Ausstrahlung der Überseele kommt und so unglaublich spirituell erfrischt wird und rauskommt. Das ist nicht eine bewusste Wahrnehmung der Überseele, nicht? Wir wissen ja nicht, dass wir Gott getroffen haben, aber wenn wir so tief geschlafen haben, wir strecken uns, wir sagen, die Welt ist gut und Gott ist der Beste und ich bin auch, also wir haben Energie und zwar meine ich damit jetzt nicht die physische Energie, sondern Willenskraft, weil wir sind aufgetankt durch diesen Kontakt und ich weiß nicht, ob wir so, wenn wir da Sounds haben, wo wir uns zu konzentrieren. Ich würde Ihnen raten, experimentieren Sie ein bisschen. Und wenn Sie aber merken, dass Sie im Leben so vielleicht ein bisschen fahrig werden oder ein bisschen tüdelig, sagt man in Norddeutschland, oder ein bisschen gereizt und angespannt, dann kann das daran liegen, dass Sie nicht in die Tiefe gekommen sind beim Schlafen, weil Sie Ihr Unterbewusstsein die ganze Zeit angepowert haben. Ja. Man muss das ein bisschen beobachten. Da ist jeder wahrscheinlich verschieden von uns. Aber ich kenne das. Mach das auch manchmal. Und ich bin ja schlaf ja oft im Tempel und da läuft natürlich volles Programm immer. Manche chanten noch ganz bis spät und morgens springen die schon aus den Betten um 2 Uhr, die Devotees, manche, nicht? Und dann hat man also ständig gute spirituelle Sound Vibration um sich bei den Hare Krishnas, nicht? Und man fühlt sich super. Bis halt dann der Zeitpunkt kommt, wo man sagt, ich muss mal richtig ausschlafen. Und dann muss man richtig ausschlafen.
Sometimes when we sleep, the senses are also peaceful. And the mind can be concentrated more in the name. If we can dominate this technique also in the night, hear the name, because the body is not working, especially the touch, the sense of touch, and all the other ones who are also hungering, the tone.
Yeah. And then the mind can be... But see, Prahlad Nishinga, the mind also needs rest. Of course, you can say, when does it ever rest? It dreams. instead of my funny dreams, I want to hear this sound vibration of the holy name. Please experiment. I cannot say anything totally conclusive. If it's good for you, what I know is that the great devotee Arjuna, with whom it's difficult for us to compare, he was known as Gudakesh, conqueror of sleep. Why? Because he was chanting in the night the Hare Krishna mantra. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Even when his body was asleep, most of his body, I mean the tongue was still working and he was chanting. Imagine. That is devotion. That's why he was called Gudakesh. Many great devotees have come to this level where they always chant. They can't stop. It works through them. In fact, it happened to people who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Remember, there were even the Muslims who came. And they began to report to the Qazi. We came in disguise to the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they were always, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. They were always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And it was Hare Krishna. And the Qazi said, If they were chanting, but why do you chant? I don't know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. It's just Ram, Ram, Ram. It moved them, you know. It was going through them. They couldn't help it because Gauranga Mahaprabhu was such a turbo of spiritual energy that anyone who came with him, even remember that the lions and the, not lions, the tigers chanted. It just pierced right through the material conditioning. And so some of the great devotees, I know when Jagannath Das Babaji left the body, the bark of the tree under which he chanted fell off. Bark, Rinde, ne? Die Rinde. And then the naked white tree was there. But on the tree, all of a sudden, the Hare Krishna mantra became visible from inside the Gewebe. Gewebe, sagt man, Pflanzengewebe. The texture. Yes, we will have one last question by our Nupur. Hare Krishna, Nupur.
The day of 64 round chanting day.
Yeah.
How much we can maintain balance between qualitative and quantitative? Shall we go for quantity or a quality? And how much the space we should maintain?
Well, Nupur, you did 164 rounds day during the Japa retreat in Vasana, I think. But that is an isolated case. I think you don't do this often, isn't it? You did it then, at that time. And at that time, when we are in a retreat, we have worked you for 1 week to come to that level where you chant, and then the idea there is really to go for the experience of chanting extra rounds. Now, anyone will do that according to his own maturity or her own maturity. Some have a struggle for some time, but then as they continue to press on with this powerful practice, all of a sudden they have something like a breakthrough experience for, say, half an hour or 1 hour, but then they fall back to the old patterns or their mind is just tired. It's really, everything is okay because it's their experience. But I highly recommend to repeat the Japa retreats and to also repeat the 64 rounds day. And after some time, you will most properly go for quantity and quality. By the way, 64 rounds is nothing, absolutely nothing. It gets intense when you go beyond 120 rounds. Then it's you feel something. But also when you are not accustomed to chanting so many rounds, when you are with 64, after some, you feel some. It's interesting. First, it's exhausting, but then after a few times trying it or doing it, it feels just very blissful. It feels like flying in the sky. Hare Krishna. So, ideal is quality and quantity, but because you don't do this so often, then everything is, whatever happens, that's alright. That's your 64 rounds day. It shows you where you are in spiritual life. It motivates you to go further. Whatever comes, that's alright. It's just right for you. Krishna has arranged it. Right now it's 8:45. I want to thank all of you very much. We have a mini Japa retreat here, a Japa workshop. It takes therefore a little longer than normal classes. I want to really invite you for Sunday, because on Sunday We will show a few pictures also of the Japa retreat in Vashana. We will do this to motivate you to join us maybe in times to come. It's very nice pictures we have. And other, we show also of Gevavan, of there will be Raga Vananda on the photo, and Munit and Priti, and the little Rebe Rebe, little child. Child is also there. Yes. All the best. Good night. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaunitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Singha,
yeah. Acha, that's it. From Narasimha. Alright. Good.
I remember when you, today also you gave an example of lion.
Yeah. The shade, the lion, yes. I should know all these correct words. Thank you. And please give my greetings to your Priti. No? When you, sometimes you phone? Or? Oh, please tell her my respectful greetings. And I want to know the news of the child, how the child is.
Child is fine.
Fine? Healthy?
Very fine with her grandparents. She's enjoying it very soon.
Yeah.
She started playing at Kathami.
Oh, yeah.
When my father-in-law is playing, in their house they do kirtan every evening.
Oh, yeah.
So when he's doing, then she also snatch it and play.
Grandparents are happy with the child?
Priti's parents.
Yeah.
Very happy. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mom.
Thank you very much for the last
Singh Day.